what's next? Are there any things on the horizon that you guys want to talk about? Or
oh yeah, we have a lot in the process. We are working on giving our prospective students a more hands-on experience about what it is Yellowtail Tech offers before they even enroll. Thierry is working on a project on having a mini course
yeah,
about what it is to go through the material. They
transparency.
Will go through. Yeah. Not only transparency.
What a concept.
Not only transparency, but
like a taste.
Give it a try. It's like giving a car a test drive.
Yeah, right? Yeah.
And seeing if this is something that works for you. And we are planning to do, we are working on that on the Linux and on the AWS side.
Okay. And one thing I want to point out too while we're on this is we always want to see if the student is a good fit before you start the program. So this is one of the reasons that we want to give them a taste before they dive heads on into this and say, hey, that's not for me. Because we're doing that for the success of the students.
Yeah.
So we really want to give them a before taste and see if that's what like that's for me.
Yeah. Exactly, because you might want to change career, but IT might not be the career you change into. And it's perfectly okay.
Or at point in time, you don't have the time to actually commit to a schedule like the one we have.
Yeah.
And that's also valid. You can revisit us in 6 months, in a year.
Exactly.
When your kid is older. Like we all go through different stages of our life, and we understand that.
But to come back to what I was saying, it's very important to us as a company, because we are not, again, I've said it enough time, we are not in the business of training. We are in the business of changing lives. So when you show up, you have to show up with the minimum necessary, with the commitment, not only the commitment, but with the conviction that you can make this happen.
Yeah.
This is why we make sure there is a technical assessment, computer literacy assessment, because yes, you don't have to have amazing IT skills, but you have to have the minimum literacy, computer literacy, to take the to be enrolled
to succeed. Yeah.
And second, the mini course also is gonna expose you to the kind of material you would have to deal with. That way, more and more, it's gonna help us attract the right student. That we can indeed make that impact we want to make in their lives.
I like what you just said. You know, it's like, you know, IT is not for everybody. And I when I was working in games, I had to deal with this a lot. There was a lot of students that loved playing games, but making games are a lot different.
Yes.
You know, it's like making sausage.
Yeah.
It's like, it is, man. You're just churning and churning like day in and day out.
Yeah.
And in fact, I had a student, one of our students, and I can't remember the name right off the top of my head, but actually came to us after having a game design degree and realized, and he even said to me when I first met him, he was like, no, I enjoy playing games more than I do making them. But he still had that instinctual computer, you know, growing up with computers, being on computers all the time, understanding how they work. A lot of our students build their own computers, you know, when they were younger. I hear that a lot, you know, but you're right. It's like IT is not for everybody.
Yes.
And I think if you're somebody that, you know, like me, that likes to continue learning, somebody with an itchy brain is what somebody has referred to it as. You like problem solving. You like something new every day, then that's what you're going to get with our two programs.
Yes, definitely. Not only it's not for everyone, but people can change career and other amazing careers. That's what I always say. And another thing we always say is that not only it's not for everyone, but it's not a walk in the park. We never sell that this
It's easy.
Journey is easy. Yeah. We never sell that you won't have to put in work. What we sell is we will be here to support you for however long you need
support. And we're
going to
give you a step-by-step
game. We're going to give you a support system. We're going to give you a framework that works. We're going to really care. We're going to root for you. And we're going to give you cutting-edge knowledge that you can go and monetize immediately after training. That's what we offer.
You're going to be there for them. You mentioned that, and that is, you know, that's pretty cool that, you know, how many places. And, you know, first off, I want to say, like, there are good boot camps out there, okay? I mean, we're talking about boot camps like, you know, they all stink, blah, blah, blah.
No, not at all.
There's some good things happening out there. But how many companies do you know where you can reach out to the founders of the company and get a response? You know, immediate response back from them. I mean, you guys are still very hands-on with
We want to stay that way.
Yeah.
But to go back to what you said about boot camps, we never say the concept of boot camp is not a viable concept.
Yeah.
It's a concept for a different type of learner. Don't forget, we focus on people with absolutely no IT background.
Right.
When you are training someone with no IT background, a boot camp is probably not a good proposition for that particular type of student.
Yeah.
Because they need more contextual knowledge. They need more time to ramp up. They need more foundational knowledge.
Yeah, more of a background.
Yeah. So boot camp actually is very good for some students.
Yeah.
Because some students, they have their foundational knowledge way up there. They just need 2 or 3 months or even 2 weeks of additional knowledge in one very specific area to go make something happen. So that boot camp for that type of learner is great.
Yeah.
But we, as our offering says, we help people with absolutely no IT background get their first high-paying IT job. So when you show up with absolutely no IT background, 2 weeks, 3 months is not enough.
Yeah.
So that's why we depart ourselves from the bootcamp concept, not because it's bad, because of the demography we chose to serve.
Yeah, that's a great explanation. Mm-hmm. I want to ask, and I'm going to ask each one of you, and no repeats, okay? Because you're all going to answer this question, but you can't use the same thing that the first person said. And I'll start with Terry, just because we can go around the table here. But yeah, so he can get it. So this is a question that I ask at the end of every interview that I do with our students and everything, okay? What advice do you have for the person out there that is thinking about a career in IT? What would you tell them?
Do your research. Make sure you have the time and the commitment, and be resourceful.
Beautiful. Paloma.
Okay.
Leave one or two things for Juby.
Yes. So that I'll try. So my advice would be to choose a career path. Like from the get-go, I'm going to touch a little bit on what you said. Like, yes, do your research. Look at like all the possible options. Choose one or two. Of course, don't go for them at once. That's another thing. Like, learn how to manage and administrate your...
It's a marathon, not a sprint.
Exactly.
Yeah.
One thing I did, I literally put it on a napkin. I said, I wanna be a Red Hat certified engineer. That required me to be a sysadmin first. And then I want to learn about cloud. I said, to learn about cloud, I think I need to kind of patch up my knowledge on network. So I use certifications as a way to create my own career. And it's work. I can't complain. I think going about it in a more chill way is going to take too much time. There's books about everything you can imagine. There's a Udemy course for everything you can imagine. And if you just start accumulating books and 30-hour courses, you're not going to have a career. You're gonna have knowledge on certain things, but you're not gonna build a proper career.
So that's number two on Rob's five keys to success: have a plan. Gotta have a plan. Yeah.
For me, it would be patient, because students come and they are excited, and I understand why. They are eager to change careers, but changing career, like anything else worth having, takes time. Yes, it can happen. The training we offer takes 6 to 9 months, depending on the program you choose. But you have to be patient. You have to let the process play out. You have to actually not only be willing to put in the work, but things can take time.
Yeah.
And if they understand that, we would have a little less student that actually lose steam. If you understand, stick to witness is the most important part of the commitment.
I have another point.
Okay, good. Good.
Yeah. So one thing I've consistently seen for 9 years is that most of our students who are active in our community, that are willing to organize study groups, who
get
lead
involved.
These people get jobs even the same week they finish our program. Like, I can think about Z, for instance.
Mm-hmm.
Z finished the program, went to a first interview, got a job. Terry, it was the same case. So I see everybody that puts themselves out there. At the beginning, you may make a fool of yourself. That's normal. But you start to lose that imposter syndrome, or at least you start to get comfortable with it.
So fake it till you make it?
No, you're not faking it until you're making it. You're getting more hours of practice.
Yeah,
I would
putting
say.
Yourself.
You're putting
in
yourself
the court.
Out there. You're forcing yourself to explain concepts that you are, like, you're forcing yourself to grasp the concept better so that you can explain it to another person. So I think whoever takes leadership in a cohort thrives.
That's one of the best things I've heard tonight. I love that.
Yes.
And I was going to kind of go back around on the other side. That was your advice for how to be successful. What are the top things students are doing to worsen the cause? You know, how the ones that aren't making it, why is it? They're not putting in the time, they're not...
They are, first thing is that they think they came... most students who fail, it's because they come with the expectation that because they paid for this program, everything will be handed to them.
Yeah.
They will not have to do any extra work, extra research.
And you make that pretty clear up front that that's not the case.
But don't forget, students, people, we hear what we want to hear.
Yeah, yeah.
So that if you have that mindset, you are screwed from the beginning. It's money wasted from the beginning, because there is no way, and 10 hours of one-on-one in total, because we have extra support session, weekend session, and classes. There's no way we can give you everything you need to know to actually go excel and deliver real value on the market. 10 hours a week is not enough.
Yeah.
You have to be willing to go out of your way, do some research, level up, go the extra mile. So if you come in with the mindset that Yellowtail is supposed to even tell you when to study, what to study, and what to highlight as important, you're screwed.
Yeah.
So that's the pattern I see
Of
a student that doesn't make it. Is a student that expects too much from the process.
Yeah. Do you, Terry or Paloma, do you have anything to add to that?
Go first.
Let me think. What you say pretty much sums it up, because I see in student on Zoom, for example, when we're doing our like breakout session or practice, they are telling all of the white comments, hey, go ahead and type this, and they never do it themselves. Because do it yourself that's what's gonna help you, one, in the exam and at work. Because
muscle memory.
And again, to come back to what you said, is like, you have to read the material yourself. Like, we have student says like, hey, I don't have time to read. Like, if you're not reading, I don't have time. Can you just tell me what to do?
Yes, I've heard that so many times.
Yeah. Like, you have to put yourself in the court. That's where you're gonna start having the system throwing errors at you, and you have to figure it out.
Yeah.
Because not every time you type a comment, you're gonna type it the right way.
Yep.
Yeah.
Well, you guys have said a lot of important things. Commitment is one of them. Like, you're not gonna survive our program if you decide to go from Tampa to Orlando during class hours and like join your Zoom from your phone. We've seen that.
Yeah, I've seen that.
We've seen things.
We've seen it all. So the lack of patience is another thing. Like, we have these students that
amazing students.
They know they understand things, so they feel like overconfident, and by month three, and they graduate themselves in their head. And they start preparing their LinkedIn and start applying for jobs, and you're like, why aren't you coming to classes? And he's like, oh, I had an interview these past 2 weeks.
Again,
did you get the offer? No, of course not. You're not done.
Yeah.
So some find it very easy to even give us the cost of the program in advance, but they don't make the same commitment for how they're going to show up to class week after week. And that comes with something we say a lot. We even have stickers for it. What's your why?
Yeah.
Like, have you figured out why you're doing this? Because you're going to have to go back to that why every time they invite you to that party at the same time of the class. You're going to have to skip some brunches to study for your RHCSA exam.
Yeah.
So you need to know that.
The famous phrase is, you're stopping me from being great because you're holding me back from moving ahead. So another thing is, they have to involve their family into this whole process.
Yeah.
Like, you have to tell your significant other, hey, can you hold the kids for this time because I'm going to be in class? Because as we create a community, you have to create the same
buy-in.
With your family.
That's another thing they
like
bring
that
up all the time in their success videos. I told my wife, or we talked about it, and this is how it's going to have to be for the next 6 months.
And that buy-in ties up to, if I get buy-in from the people around me, I can make this happen faster.
Yes.
Like, if you just commit to going through the process in 6 months instead of a year and a half, you'll go back to your regular life and with more money once you get that job.
More money, more time.
Yeah. So even when I was transitioning, Juvie was key. Like, I knew that he would come home and just relieve me from taking care of my daughter, from dinner, from this. Even if we didn't have all the money in the world to have like the amount of babysitting that would be ideal for me to study, I knew that we were gonna make a sacrifice to get 2 hours a day. And those 2 hours a day, I had to go out to Barnes and Nobles, to whatever Panera Bread, even if it was snowing.
Yeah.
But I also had to show him my commitment, because if not, he would stop believing. So getting that buy-in from your surrounding requires you to show your surrounding that you are committed to this process and that this is gonna improve our lives.
Yeah, and you can see that buy-in. For example, I had a student who just showed up and said, I'm ready. I'm like, we talked 6 months ago. I quit my job. I told my wife. She's like, she's okay with it. I'm ready. That's a person with serious buy-in from the wife.
Yeah.
And a few months after finishing, he actually got a job because there was the buy-in, there was the commitment, and there's that expectation also the person is making way for you to actually be able to focus, and having someone who's rooting for you, who's believing in you as you go through this, will definitely help. So involving your family, involving your network in general is very important.
Nice. I know we're about out of time here, so I want to get a couple of closing thoughts, but you know, I say all the time, dream big, have a plan, work hard, make friends, be passionate. You know, if you do those things, that to me is the key to success. And now I'm going to add a sixth one to that. According to Paloma, if you want to be successful, let Juby cook dinner for you.
Yeah.
So that's a good one. I like it. So closing thoughts. We only have a few minutes here. So we'll leave you for last. Let's start with Terry.
Know your why. Know your why. Know why you're doing this. Because for myself, I had to do my why. Because at the time, I was in a hard place. I had to make a move. And that why wasn't a sticky note on my screen from day one till now.
Nice. Nice. Paloma.
I also had a sticky note. Like, you need a plan. You need to figure out what is that something that you love, or that something that can afford you the life that you love. Sometimes you're not going to love the job itself, but you're going to love the lifestyle it allows, and that's also valid.
And last but certainly not least.
Yeah, for me is I want to always make sure that people considering Yellowtail Tech, or who were part of Yellowtail Tech, employees and student, is that we care. We really do care. We care about changing lives. We care about the process. And it's very important to us for people to know that we are about the people behind the student that we serve in general.
Excellent.
How about you?
You know, for me, everything you guys have said, but again, I'll sum it up with what I've been saying for years. Have a plan. Dream big. Have a plan. Work hard. Make friends. It's, you know, you see, how many times have you heard? It's not what you know, it's who you know. And, you know, luck favors the prepared. The more you get yourself out there, the more opportunity you're going to have. I love that you talked about getting involved, because that's been my history in 19 years now of doing this, is the people that are active, the leaders, as Terry was talking about, those are the ones that succeed, you know, and they usually come back and inspire the next generation to do the same. So I think that's really important. And, man, I'm so happy to be here with you guys.
Yes.
You know,
yes,
this I is think like that was a so nice cool. One.
Yeah, it was amazing.
Yeah, this has been
should,
a really good trip.
We should do
trip.
This again.
Yeah. Let's do it, man. Yes. But, you know, in fact, you guys have a little extra room up there in the office. I'm thinking maybe I might have to come down here a little more often. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Hey, we got a shout out to the Yonorator here, too. She's done such a fine job of directing tonight. And
yes. The director in chief.
The director in chief there.
All the ones and twos.
She
making
is,
things happen in the background.
And a big shout out to the Yellowtail alumni that you're showing that this can be done.
Yes.
Yeah, definitely. Absolutely, man. And you guys continue to inspire me, and I know they do you as well. So to those out there listening, thank you very much for tuning in to another episode of Yellowtail Talks Tech. I look forward to talking to you. Again, if you have suggestions, ideas on topics that you would like to hear or would like us to dive into a little bit further, don't hesitate to reach out to me anytime. You know where to find me. And that's a wrap. Thanks, guys.
Thank you.
Thank you.